Getting an update on sunflower planting across the Midwest. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your WNAX Farm News Update. I'm visiting with John Zambakken, who is the Executive Director of the National Sunflower Association. Thanks for joining us here today on WNAX, John.
Well, thank you for having your program, Danielle, today.
Yeah, well, our farmers are currently busy all over the U.S., you know, getting the crop in the ground, and that's especially true for our sunflower producers. They're hard at work, too, across the Midwest. So can you give us just a quick overview of how planting is going so far?
Well, you know, planting is really off to a good start here. We're ahead of the five-year average in North Dakota and South Dakota and Minnesota. High Plains states are a little bit further behind us, but that's just because we've had some, you know, some weather issues. But overall, planting progress has been really good. And like I said, we're ahead of the five-year average right now.
All this rain, I guess, that we're seeing across the Midwest, I'm sure that's maybe affected progress a little bit. Have you seen any delays in that sense?
We had a really good push before the rain settled in into the Dakotas here. And so we had a, you know, really good planting progress. But, you know, since then, obviously things slowed down a little bit, but we're getting to the point of where folks are going to be back out in the field. And, you know, when you think about how dry it was here in North and South Dakota, especially, you know, in the heart of the sunflower growing region, I mean, the rain is so welcome. And, you know, we still have a pretty wide planting window for sunflowers, so it really didn't affect us too much.
Gotcha. And, you know, the rain is definitely helping out our corn and beans, and especially, I'm sure it's helping out the sunflowers that are already planted. Are you guys seeing any emergence yet, or is it still a little early for that?
You know, so far on the emergence side, I know North Dakota, they reported that about a 5% emergence, and we've got about only about 36% of the crop in the ground. But I would think after this week, you know, we're going to have some really nice warm temps here, and with that moisture, things are going to really be popping out really fast. I've heard, you know, that it's looking really promising on that end.
I did see in one of the recent releases that you guys sent out, there was about 288,000 acres planted so far. Are you expecting around an average total planted acreage for the season, or what are you guys expecting?
Actually, you know, we're going to be up this year. Okay. You know, acres were down last year somewhat. We had really large crops in 2022 and 2023, so our seed supply was pretty heavy going into 24, so our acres are down, and we're anticipating that acres in the U.S. will be up about 49% this year, so we're going to see a pretty nice rebound and should be easily around that 1 to 1.2 million acres this year.
Gotcha. That's a lot of sunflowers, so a lot of pretty fields out there, I'm sure, but
yeah.
How about markets? You know, our farmers are always liking to stay up to date on the going rate of commodities, so how about sunflower and sunflower oil prices? What's that looking like for the season?
Well, you know, right now we have been on the uptrend here. You know, we did have a shorter crop in 2024. Seed stocks are starting to get drawn down. I mean, there was a really good surge in the bird food market and also at the crush plants for seed. And currently we're sitting at about $28 to $28.50 right now for nearby delivery, which if you compare that to last year this time, we were only at about maybe $15, $16. So we've seen a really nice increase, you know, in what you were just seeing in old crop prices. New crop, same thing. New crop prices are much more higher than they were a year ago at this time, and I think that's what's attracting our increase in acres.
Let's touch on just the National Sunflower Association in general. Is there anything new there with you guys, or something maybe you're looking forward to throughout the summer that the association is involved with?
Well, you know, we're going to be having our summer meeting in Bismarck, North Dakota at the end of June, and so we're kind of in the process of putting that program together. There's going to be some interesting topics for both producers and for industry members. One of the areas we're looking at, obviously, there's a lot of talk on tariffs and what's happening with commodity prices and, you know, what kind of a direction things are going to take as far as the markets go this year. And we're going to also talk about things like agrotourism. You had mentioned, you know, sunflowers and the blooming and how that draws people in. There are ways that producers can set up things that they can also have some benefit, you know, to promote the crop, but then also to have some tourists come by.
With your WNAX Farm News Update, I'm Daniel Drotzman.